Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
It's a little bit funny. This feeling inside, I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but
you might be asking why.
Why
are we playing Dana's favorite song? Elton John posted this week that it is the 50th anniversary of your song. Which was my parents' song and his first hit. I could play that on a loop for 100 days.
Okay.
Can you believe it's been 50 years?
No, I cannot because I am only 49.
How old is he? 70?
Oh, he's well into his 70s. 74?
Man.
And did you see the billboard downtown? They're already promoting his 2022 concert at the Sprint Center.
Yeah.
Already. The concert's not for another 2 years.
Well, you got to get in early.
Isn't it already sold out? Aren't your tickets that you had?
Yeah, you got to get in early.
He was supposed to be here this year, right? It was going to be the last stop on his American leg of the tour, right?
We were actually able to get some of our money back for those tickets, and they're trying to get me to buy the new tickets, and we're going to wait. Going to wait till that vaccine's rolled out, and I'm going to buy.
Oh, I thought it might have something to do with the fact that he might be rolling out.
No,
on a stroller.
God, no, not at all, not at all.
Maybe I'll have a rascal to get him over to the piano or something.
That's great. Really, a rascal? Really?
What? That's what they call it.
It's terrible.
It's a scooter.
Terrible.
It's called a rascal. What would you call it?
I know that it's called a rascal, but suggesting that Elton John is going to come out in a Walmart shopping electronic cart to greet his fans in Kansas City is...
You got to get to the piano somehow.
It's not pleasant that you just said that. I'm going to leave it at that.
God. A story here from WCVB in Massachusetts. A Massachusetts couple is testing the state of their union. As the husband and wife are supporting different candidates in the 2020 presidential election, Rocky and Tilda DiRocco of Abington, Massachusetts, have been married for 34 years. They've been together for 40. Rocky is supporting Trump. Tilda is supporting Biden. Says Rocky of the president, he does everything different. It drives people nuts. They want him to behave a certain way. Okay, fine. We're not talking about the candidates. The couple has put his and her campaign signs in their front yard, and in this political climate, avoiding all the noise has become next to impossible. Says Tilda, I go upstairs, I say, I can't, I really can't. Says Rocky, this election for us has been a compromise. The DiRoccos decided early on that there is nothing wrong with cordial disagreement. Says Rocky, I wish they would take this message to Washington and realize there is something more important than winning. Try winning for the people. They've completely lost sight of it. Says Tilda, I just want to go back to normal where people aren't going nuts on each other.
Here is my question for you. Tilda says she wants to, quote, go back to normal. How can you be married to someone, and not just this election cycle, Scott, any election cycle, where you are so completely opposite in your political beliefs?
You don't talk about it.
I know some couples do it, make it work. I mean, you can marry and have opposite religious beliefs.
Yep.
But I'm wondering, in this 2020, is it harder to be married to someone who completely disagrees with your politics? And my guess is it's been a hell of a year for those folks.
And I broke one of our cardinal rules, and I said the name of one of the two presidential candidates. For that, I apologize. If you want to weigh in on this, it's great. And it doesn't just have to be about politics. Is there something in your marriage or committed relationship even where the two of you are just so polar opposite, whether it's religion, politics? The list could be endless if you really think about it.
You believe 9/11 was an inside job.
I don't. How do you handle that? Did you really just wake that sleeping giant?
Can you imagine being married to somebody who's like some conspiracy theorist?
Like a member of QAnon or something? Oh, God. That might be a straw that broke the camel's back.
Like someone constantly bringing you doctored photos saying, look, look, this proves.
My mom and I are at least in this election, politically at opposite ends. And we have just agreed not to talk about it.
Yep.
We don't discuss it. It never comes up. Ever. We do not talk politics with each other because I drive her crazy and she drives me crazy. She does. She's nuts. 576, she's not nuts. I love her to death. I didn't say Biden's name. Oh, sorry, texter, I just did.
You're not supposed to say anyone's name.
So see, now I gave them both equal play.
Thank you.
576-7798, I'm going to take the names out of this text. Yes, I could not be with a blank supporter. And it's one of the two presidential candidates.
Let me ask you this. If you are dating, do you put that information on your dating app information? Do you bring it up?
Because you'd have to be a zealot to bring it up.
That to me would be a non-starter. And so why even go out again? Like, I would almost want to know up
front. You would not date somebody of a different political persuasion?
I didn't say that.
It sounds like you did.
I didn't necessarily say that.
You pretty much did.
It would be really hard.
You said
hard.
It would be a non-starter.
On a date. Yes, right now on a date.
So, and I asked you would not date somebody of a different political persuasion.
I would not date someone this election year with whom I disagreed. That is accurate.
What about after next Tuesday? Would you go on a date with them on Wednesday?
I don't think so.
Depends on whether your guy wins or loses.
Because it would always come back around to that. You think I'm being difficult. Well, do you remember 2020? It would always come back around to that.
576-7798. Shelly in Lawrence. Hello, Shelly.
Hi, Shelly.
Hi. Okay, I know you guys are going to disagree with me on this one, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway.
Okay.
My husband and I stand on completely opposite sides of donor, or organ donation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which side do you stand on?
Well, I stand on I don't, and he does.
Okay.
And we have talked about this forever. And we each understand the other's views, sort of. I mean, he tries to understand mine, but he doesn't really. And it's going to be hard for me if he dies first to respect his wishes.
Oh, no.
Then would you be okay if he didn't respect yours if you died first?
No, I said it would be hard for me, but I will.
But you will.
Yes, I absolutely will. But it will be very hard to know that they are going to cut up his body and distribute him across the country. That tears me up.
Tears me up?
But Shelly, it would save like 26 lives, and you can't take it with you, right?
No, don't. This is not your chance to convince her.
I'm just asking. You can't take it with you, right?
I know.
Is your opposition religious based?
No, not at all.
Okay. You just don't like the idea of somebody cutting you open, so to speak.
No, I the thought of someone cutting me open and taking parts of my body and giving them to other people, just like, it kind of freaks me out even to get someone else's organs. Like,
okay.
I don't, until you need them.
Until you're dying of liver failure, yes.
I know.
Do you give blood, Shelly? Are you a blood donor?
You know, I'm not.
Okay.
And when I had surgery once about 10 years ago, my doctor asked me to donate blood, and I was like, oh, gosh, do I have to? And she finally agreed to not make me have to do it because she said she'd never had to do a blood transfusion. And sure enough, my blood pressure plummeted, and I had a bleed out, and they had to give me a transfusion. And the first thing I said was, oh, my gosh, I have other people's blood in me? Oh, my God.
Yeah, and if you didn't, you'd be 6 feet under.
I know. It just freaked me out somehow. I don't know why.
Okay, this is it. Shelly, thank you for your honesty. That is an interesting, really interesting difference in beliefs in a marriage.
You better honor his wishes if he dies first. That would be uncool.
That would be so uncool.
576-7798, 576-7798. Don't forget, we are 5 days out. You can now count the days on one hand. Yeah, praise the Lord, right? Our election coverage begins Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, right here on your election headquarters, KMBZ. So we're highlighting a family in Massachusetts where they have his and her political yard signs for president. One supports that guy, and the other supports that other guy. See, we don't say the names on the show, you see? Okay. Anyway, they say that it works for them. They try not to talk politics in the house, but they do set up their own yard signs in the front yard. We're asking you, because you'd be surprised how many people in the text line are saying, I would not support somebody who does not agree with me, at least, you know, if they like candidate X and I like candidate Y, forget about it.
There's also a great article this week in the Wall Street Journal about dueling next door neighbors, and one of the families has one of the candidate signs in their yard, and the other family next door has the other candidate sign, and each sign has an arrow on it pointing to the other house that says, we love them.
Aww.
Which is really sweet. And the article gets into how they try and have a nice discourse and still get along and go to all their kids' hockey games and soccer games despite their differences in political candidates.
Let's go to who's waited the longest. It would be Julie in Lenexa. Hello, Julie.
Hi, guys. Love our show.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting us host it. I mean it.
Absolutely. My husband and I have been married 23 years, and we were high school sweethearts. And we do not agree on politics, his family, or where my son plays basketball. But we've been able to peacefully disagree, shall we say. And he's in sales, so sometimes he's a smoother talker than I am. So he likes to maybe persuade me to see his candidate's side, but I don't budge. But we've been able to live under one roof peacefully.
Why does he try to convert you? What does it matter?
I think he just is very strong-willed, and he thinks that I'm not getting the whole story because he believes that the media skews things. But I think it could skew things both ways.
Yes,
right?
And it does, by the way.
Sure.
Yes, there are slants on both directions in the media. It just depends on your source, of course. The one thing I do want to dispel from both sides, now, of course, if you watch cable news at night, it is, regardless of which one you watch, completely slanted, and I watch them all. But this idea that in the newsrooms, okay, that there is some smoke-filled newsroom, like a conference room, where they all sit around going,
yeah, trying to figure out how to get the man and bring the man down.
How are we going to get him? What kind of story are we going to come up with today? How are we going to slant it to make sure that we bring him down? It does not happen. I've been in this business for 27 years. It does not happen.
good.
It is the greatest easily bustable myth that but people just want to believe it. Now, if you're telling me that Hannity or, you know, Rachel Maddow, that they don't sit around with their producers and go over how we're going to get the man, they do.
But they are paid to give their opinions.
But the newsrooms at, you know, name your newspaper, major newspaper, a major TV station, or Channel 9 or 41 here in town, these meetings do not occur. It simply does not occur. Let's go to Don in Olathe. What are you doing, Don? It says you're off topic.
Hi. I will say, hey, Dana. Hey, Scott. I will say I do have a hat and a flag for my guy, but I won't mention his name.
Okay.
I just wanted to say I've been a long, long time listener. I go back to the Shannon and Parks days. So I just love you guys' show, and I listen all the time, and I just wanted to let you know that.
Don, oh, thank you, Don.
May God bless you and your family, and thank you for the kind words, my friend.
And thank you very much.
Be well. Stephanie in Prairie Village. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
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 My husband and I have been married for 34 years, and we do not choose the same party. And I never say a word to him about who he likes, but he badgers me constantly about who I like. And I just asked him, I'm like, why do you do that? You're not going to change my mind.
Right.
And I don't sit and harp on you about who you like, and he just won't stop. He won't stop. So I just stopped talking to him about it.
You know what you ought to do is, you know what you ought to do to really make him angry?
What?
Since he won't shut his yapper. You didn't even tell me who you support, and I don't want to know, okay?
Right.
But whichever candidate it is that you support, go out and get their yard sign and staple that thing straight to the tree in the front yard.
Oh, it wouldn't be there when I got home.
It doesn't matter as long as it was up long enough to make him mad.
That's true. That's true. And what's weird is I've never admitted to who, because I early voted.
Yeah.
And I've never admitted to who I voted for. He's just assuming he knows who I voted for.
Well, I don't care if it's T or B. Go out and get their yard sign and put it in the front yard before he gets home from work tonight.
You tell him we said so, Stephanie.
I need to. That's for sure.
I don't. All right. Hey, Stephanie, be well. And go get that yard sign. You got an hour and a half. Hurry.
I got to find one.
Just look it up. Either Democratic or Republican Party headquarters in Johnson County, and you can buy one for like $5.
Okay, will do.
Okay, goodbye. That would be awesome.
It would be awesome.
And then he's going to come home and set it on fire.
Coming up later in our show, if you bullied someone as a teenager, how far does that follow you into young adulthood? And should you lose your job because of it?
We'll get to that coming up in just moments here on Dana and Parks on KMBZ. News is next. Store here out of St. Louis, Missouri. If your blood has not boiled today, prepare. Prisoners will soon get federal stimulus money, no matter their offense. It's from the Associated Press. A federal judge, I know this is kind of dovetailed on a story we had last week, but it's...
Murderers need stimulus too, Scott.
Well, they do. They do. A federal judge recently ruled prisoners are eligible for those $1,200 stimulus checks. Now, prisons are actually helping inmates access the necessary forms to get the money. Says the attorney who won the ruling, Yaman Salahi, certainly Congress had the ability to render people ineligible if they wanted to or thought it was important, but they didn't decide to do that. Salahi and his firm challenged the IRS, which in May posted frequently asked questions on its website. Question number 15 happened to be, does someone who is incarcerated qualify for the payment? The IRS responded, no.
Nope.
A payment made to someone who is incarcerated should be returned. to the IRS.
Yeah, please, if you get the payment of $1,200, just cut us a check back.
Salahi said, we decided to take a closer look at the law that Congress passed and realized there was nothing in there that supported the IRS's decision, and so we felt very strongly what the IRS had done was not lawful and something that had to be corrected.
It is correct, Scott. There is nothing in the law the way it was written, signed by both houses and the president, that excludes prisoners from getting money. It's an oversight. It was a loophole. No one thought about it. The bill passed the way it did.
You got to pass it before you read it.
And without language specifically barring those payments from prisoners, you have to pay the prisoners.
Why?
No one thought about it. I'm telling you,
well, why don't
no
they,
one then, thought, hey, then, now wait a minute. When we say everyone.
Then why don't they go back and fix it?
Because it's too late.
What was the total you gave me last week? It was 80,000 checks that prisoners, or 80,000 prisoners were eligible.
I think it was $188 million that's already been paid out. And a lot of that, the IRS said, hey, we want it back. Well, then a bunch of inmates got together with an attorney, read the law the way it was written, and said, we're not going to send you our stimulus money back.
Come and get it.
There's nothing in here that says we're not eligible for it. This is not the fault of the prisoners.
I'm not saying it is, Dana. It is the fault of the lawmakers. These morons, and I use that term in the kindest possible way that I can.
Yeah.
These morons don't even think, well, there might be certain segments of the population we don't want to receive it. I don't know, like an infant?
A federal report in June found that the government had paid $100 million in stimulus money to about 85,000 prisoners.
Good God.
That's $100 million just through June. It's going to be a lot of money that they're paying out. A lot of money that they're paying out.
All right, the telephone number here is 576-7798. If you guys want to weigh in on this. Somebody says, how are the prisoners going to cash the check? It's real simple. You sign the back, and then you mail it to your friends.
For deposit only.
Yep. Like, I cashed a check today for Maya. She doesn't have a bank account. So she just signed the back, and I took it to my bank and got cash for it.
To receive the payments, incarcerated people must file a tax return by November 4th, even if they earn no income in 2019.
Ain't America great? I mean, we are so foolish with our money.
Scott?
I know.
They didn't lock it. Somebody they didn't says, bar it.
Yet my college student got nothing. Neither did mine.
And first of all, neither did mine. Second of all, Sam Stevie, I think, is still waiting on
Sam
his check.
Sam Stevie is still waiting
still
on his check.
Still waiting on his check.
Uh-huh. The stimulus checks are for the economy, not the people. So, yeah, everyone but the rich should get one, even prisoners, writes 8960. Well, 8960, I completely disagree with you. But B, if you would be so kind as to call in and defend your position, I will treat you like we treat every other caller with respect. 576-7798. Jessica in Olathe. Hello, Jessica.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, we're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Okay, so I just got in my semi and I heard the back end of the conversation, and I think that they should get them. Because I have a close friend that is unfortunately is incarcerated, and I know that if he got that money, he would send it to his
family,
the mother of his children, yes, and to help with back child support and such that he cannot be there to provide for. So I can't speak for everybody incarcerated, but I know that my close friend would.
How long is your close friend in prison?
Well, he's got a year left on a 5-year sentence.
Okay. But he didn't pay any taxes.
Well, he did while he was working, and all the way until he got.
Well, that's and Jessica, that's a fair point, but he hasn't worked in 4 years.
Correct. Actually, no, that's incorrect. He has a job. He is on work release.
Okay.
So he is out of prison.
Well, he's
no,
on work
he's
release.
In prison. He's on work release.
So he can leave to work.
Yeah.
Yes, he goes. He gets on a bus every morning at 4 a.m. He goes to his job, and he's bused back by like 6 p.m. that night. So he does pay taxes because he had them hold them out.
Okay.
And he's had that job for almost 2 years.
All right. Jessica, drive safely out there, okay?
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
Hey, Jessica?
Yes.
10-2, eyes on the road.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's go to Joanna in Independence. Hello, Joanna.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I look at it this way. If they pay their taxes, they deserve the money. If they don't pay their taxes, they don't deserve their money.
Well, what if somebody's been incarcerated for, say, 10 years and they don't have a work release program?
No, they don't get their money.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for the call. Be
okay.
Well. Okay. Thank
yes,
you.
Thank you.
576-7798. Josh in Overland Park. You're next. Hello, Josh.
What's going on, guys? How you doing
hey,
today?
Hey, good.
So I just wanted to weigh in because I actually was incarcerated earlier this year in with the Kansas Department of Corrections Wichita Work Release Facility. And I got there last year, and I actually was working last year, and I filed a tax return. And so I received the stimulus check. And then they kind of closed down work release and sent us all to Lansing because of the pandemic. But
yeah.
I feel like I was still, you know, entitled to it because I worked, and now I'm released and spending money again.
May I ask what you were incarcerated for?
Possession of drugs.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it a lot of drugs?
No, just a personal amount. Johnson County doesn't play when it comes to that kind of thing, so...
Wow.
But they gave me a 40-month sentence, and with good time and program credit, I got out in 28.
Wow.
You did over two years for, what was it, marijuana? What kind of drugs?
It was meth, but...
Meth, okay.
Are you clean?
Yeah,
are you clean now, Josh, I hope?
Yeah. I actually was the guy who called in last week talking about recovery programs.
Good. Awesome.
So I just wanted to weigh in. You know, there were actually a lot of people in work release and in when we got sent back to Lansing that were trying to get it.
Sure.
But they could not figure out how. And the counselors in Wichita Work Release actually had told people that if they received a stimulus check to the work release facility, they would send it back.
Okay. You're going to change my mind here. If you, I think, Josh, you should be eligible for that money. I have a problem with, you know, death row inmates, murderers, people who are never getting out, getting that stimulus money. I really do.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. I do, too. But, you know, I got out and I actually spent all $1,200 of my stimulus check on tools for my job, which I'm working at right now, kind of investing in my career. So
good for you.
576-7798.
Why give it, though, to the John Robinsons of the world?
Well, you shouldn't. Who's he going to send it to?
He will be just as eligible for that money as a low-level drug offender.
But here's the problem with this, Dana. I mean, you think government is too bureaucratic right now? Who are they going to hire?
To decide.
To sit down and go, okay.
Robert Courtney, I do not think he gets $1,200.
I don't see him getting out anytime soon. And man, that was kind of a heinous crime anyway. So no, he doesn't get one. I mean, it would take forever. So you either give it to all of them or you give it to none of them.
But if you owe victim restitution or anything like that, shouldn't that money go to the victims?
Oh, now there's an interesting point. But again, you talk about the bureaucracy.
Who's going to track that and figure it out?
What do you do with money for people who are in prison who have no victims? And let's be honest, Bernie Madoff, how are you going to split $1,200 to people he robbed millions from?
Yeah, here's 3 cents.
Thanks.
Don't spend it all in one place.
Deposit quickly. I mean, it's just, there's just don't give it to them. Or here's a novel idea, Congress. Pay attention. 576-7798. Speaking of Congress, don't forget our coverage of Election 2020 is next Tuesday. 6 o'clock is when we get started. Yes, 5 days. And it's almost over. Just get through the weekend. Oh. 576-7798. Oh, America. Only in the land of the free and brave can my tax dollars be given as stimulus money to a prisoner. That's what's happening. Because Congress is dumb. And I would remind everyone, that's Congress on both sides and a president who signed it. They're all dumb. God. I'm glad I'm slaving away behind this microphone for 4 hours every day.
Wow. Wouldn't go that far, buddy. Wouldn't go that far.
Just toiling in the trenches so that these prisoners can have some of my tax money. Hakeem in Kansas City. Hello, Hakeem.
Clark, you are terrible. You know that.
What did I do?
He said you're terrible.
Oh.
You know that. Good to hear y'all in the studio for real.
Go ahead, Hakeem.
You know y'all know my situation back in 2005. I did 7.5 years. Everybody know this. Listen, they deserve it. The reason why is because when you put money in an account, they take some money out. I put $50 in your account, they take $25 out. Okay? And then on top of that, when you go to canteen commissary, it's a 10% surcharge. So when I was back home in Jersey, did 7.5 years, I was getting a check from the IRS every year. But no problem, because I'm working inside the system. And also, I started working outside the system, but I was still locked up.
And you had a work release job, Hakeem? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, most definitely, Dana.
Okay.
And when you're in prison, they surcharge you. It's a 10% surcharge they take out of. And then somebody, say if you send me some money, they take 33% out of that because they got to go through your fines and restitutions and all that.
Okay.
And when the time comes, you can file on IRS.
And who helps you file with the IRS in prison?
They have prison lawyers and everything like that. When you're in prison, you're eligible to get everything. Everything.
Except your freedom.
Well, yeah, but I've heard people say the services you have available to you are much better in prison than when they cut you loose.
All right, I'm going to totally butcher your name. Is it Vavidia?
Davida.
Oh, hi, Davida. Go ahead.
Vavida. Vavida. Okay.
Yeah. Davida. One moment. I'm using that. Thank you. Listen, I was just going to say, hey, that's my basket. I'm using it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Listen,
are you at the grocery store, Davida?
Yes.
Are you getting into a fight with another grocer?
No, it's okay. No, he left. He left. I scared him off.
Okay.
Anyway, I was going to say, you know, some of those guys, too, are not guilty. I mean, I'm close to Leonard Peltier. I don't know if you know his story,
yes.
But... you know, I mean, there are people in there that are not guilty, and they're working for 27 cents an hour,
yeah.
And they can't, you know, they can't afford to buy their toothpaste. So I think, you know, fair is fair. You know, some people who shouldn't get it will get it, but I think that's a small percentage.
Okay.
You know, and you know, when they get out of prison, what do they give them? They give them $5 and a bus ticket, so, you
yeah.
know.
Again, it goes back, Davida, to who decides which prisoners deserve it and which prisoners are innocent and which prisoners we don't want. I mean, to Scott's point, it's a logistical nightmare if you're going to give it to some and not all.
Right, right, right. Anyway, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for the call. Really do appreciate it. Norm.
I thought they were going to throw down over a shopping cart.
Me too.
I was like, what is happening?
I was just going to sit and listen.
I know. Hi, Norm.
Hello. Hey, I got two things for you.
Okay.
How about that sunshine?
Oh, we love it.
And the other thing is, I know somebody that got the stimulus check, but it went to, he was in and out of jail, but it went right to his child support.
That's interesting. If it is direct deposited, I can understand it would go direct to your child support. If you just physically cash that check, I don't know that they can confiscate that to give it to your...
Well, if they can garner your check, why can't they garner your check in prison?
Because you wouldn't. You would sign it for deposit only, and you would give it to a relative. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but... All right, telephone number here, 576-7798.
And if you're listening in the bonus hour, go find hour 3, because coming up, I want to know... For those of you who were bullied or who bullied, how long does that infraction follow you? Someone just lost their job for bullying a child 4 years ago. We're going to talk about it. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.